Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that keeps giving you what you need so you and your business can succeed. With our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn, does cold emailing work? Sometimes you want to reach out to somebody you admire in your industry, somebody you want to create a relationship with, maybe you want to get to know them, or maybe you want to guest post on their blog or be a guest on their podcast or have them on your platform, whatever it is. Sometimes you got to reach out to them and you need to email them. And sometimes we ask ourselves, is cold emailing a good technique? Does it even work? And if it does, how do you do it right? In today's episode, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to give you all the answers. So let's get down to business. Today's episode is sponsored by Future Advisor. What's the difference between your retirement plan and a smart retirement plan? A smart plan lets you retire sooner with the same contributions. Part of it comes down to strategic investments and optimizing your portfolio. The other part is reducing those high fees you're paying for. And this is where Future Advisor comes in. You get both. And they make it super easy for you to invest in your future. A lot of us don't do it because it's too tedious, but Future Advisor makes it easy. Right now, Future Advisor is offering our listeners of the $100 MBA Show 3 months of premium investment management for free. Just go to futureadvisor.com/MBA. That's futureadvisor.com/MBA. What exactly is cold emailing? And that's usually just emailing somebody that you've never had any contact with before. You may know them, but they may not know you. And you're just sending them an email with the hopes that they'll respond. I really haven't seen cold emailing work effectively, except with one person, John Corcoran, who I mentioned before on the show. He's been a guest teacher here. He's an incredible writer, and he's one of the best in the game when it comes to reaching out to people for the first time. So my advice to you is, you know, it's very hard to be as good as John Corcoran. So there's other ways around emailing people for the first time. And I'm going to get into that in today's episode. But first, let me lay down some ground rules. If you're going to email somebody for the first time, you should not be asking them for any favors. You need to build a context. You need to build a relationship first. And I'm going to show you later how you should go first and you should serve them first before you ask for anything on the other end. So let's take an example. If I want to reach out to somebody for the first time, let's say, for example, I want to reach out to Paul Jarvis. Paul Jarvis is a best-selling writer, he's a great designer, and he was a guest teacher on one of our first episodes of the $100 MBA Show. Now, the first step I would take in reaching out to Paul, and these are actual the steps I took when I got to know Paul Jarvis, is getting on his email list. Be a part of his community, subscribe to his community, go to his website, subscribe, read his material, know him very well, study his work, and have some context. Once you've gotten to know him a bit and know his work, I can then reply to Paul on one of the emails he sends out in his newsletters. And often Paul asks, can you please reply and let me know what you're working on? You can reply to him and there's a context now. He's asking for replies. So you can reply to him and say, hey, Paul, I'm working on this right now. I love your work. Let me know if I can support you in any way. So the first step is create a context. Get on their email list. And when you have an opportunity to communicate with them, reply to one of the newsletter emails. Let them know what you're working on and ask them how you can help them. How can you serve them? Now, they'll most likely reply thanking you for interacting with them. Now, they may not give you an answer on how you can help them, but you should go ahead and start doing it anyway. Get on social media, get on Twitter, and share their message, share their work. Take a look at a blog post that really affected you and share them at them so they know that you're showing them some love. What you're trying to do here is that you're trying to build a relationship, a real relationship in real life. You know, Paul and I, we built a relationship before I had him on the show. I read his blog for a long time. I reached out to him on email. We had a few email correspondence. I bought all his books because I really enjoyed his stuff. I really loved his work. We had a few correspondence on Twitter. Then he got to know what I did, and we were able to build a relationship. So when I reached out to him and said, hey, I would love to have you as one of my guest teachers on my new podcast called The $100 MBA Show. Seems a long time ago, but it wasn't that while back, actually. And he said, of course, yes, I would love to, because I showed a genuine interest in who he is and what he does prior to that. Now, this is not calculated or manipulative. I'm actually genuinely trying to get to know him. Because at the end of the day, I also want to know if he's a good fit for my show, if he's a good fit for my audience. So it's healthy to have a relationship prior to, you know, reaching out to somebody and asking for something in return. So this is the basic framework of cold emailing somebody, is to create a context, is to get on their email list, is to build a relationship through email, through social media, to give first and to help them out first before asking for anything in return. Too many people email people directly with no context and say, hey, I would love for you to be on my show, or I would love for this. And even though you can see that it's in their best interest maybe to promote their book or whatever, they don't even know who you are, what you do. There is no trust yet. So take the time to build the trust and build a relationship before you start asking for some favors. I got another critical point for you when it comes to cold emailing and building that relationship. But before that, I got to give some love to today's sponsor, Future Advisor. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Future Advisor makes planning your retirement and managing your investments pain-free. They'll even give you an honest grade on your current portfolio's performance, diversification, taxes, and everything. I've used the Future Advisor site. It's super easy to use. It's not confusing. It's exactly what you need and nothing you don't. And what I love about it is that you can just go in and out and just get things done and not waste too much time fiddling with things you don't need to fiddle with. And Future Advisor will show you how you're doing and how to improve for free. Guys, we talked a lot about on the $100 MBA show how important it is to invest in your future, invest in your business. And making sure your finances is in order will help you relax a little bit mentally so you can focus on accomplishing your goals in your business. And right now, Future Advisor is offering listeners to the $100 MBA show 3 months of premium investment management for free. All you got to do is go to futureadvisor.com/MBA. That's a special link for only our listeners. So get to your goals sooner with Future Advisor. Go to futureadvisor.com/MBA for your 3 months of free premium portfolio management. I want to end this lesson on a very important piece of advice. When you're building these relationships, when you're emailing this person for the first time, when you're getting to know them, see this as a long-term relationship. You want to get to know these people and be their friend and have a relationship with them for the long term. Too many new entrepreneurs, they build a relationship just so they can get something out of it. So they email them, they build a relationship, they serve them, and then one day they ask them, hey, can I guest post on your blog? Can I be on your YouTube show? Can I be on your podcast? And the other person that they reached out to says yes. And then once they get on their platform and get what they want, they completely forget about this person. They don't continue to serve them. They don't continue to help them. And what happens is that you burn that bridge and that person doesn't forget it. And in any industry, people talk, word gets around. And before you know it, that person that you stopped helping because you got what you wanted will share their experience with somebody else that's asking about you. So my advice to you is to stay in service to those you've built relationships with. Keep serving them and be a real friend. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. If you liked today's episode, if you benefited from it, if you love the $100 MBA show, you can show your support by dropping us an iTunes rating and review. By doing so, you really help us get more exposure to other business builders just like you. And of course, everybody who gives us an iTunes rating interview enters our weekly draw to win the free ride to the $100 MBA. Every week, we give away a free ride to our training and community, over 180 video lessons, workbooks, a community forum, interviews with experts, a whole lot more. We give away a free lifetime membership every week to anybody who gives us an iTunes rating interview. So thank you so much for your support. Guys, I want to leave you with this. When you're building relationships, A direct ROI, or return on investment, isn't always applicable. There's a quote that Gary Vaynerchuk always says, and he says, "What's the ROI on your mother?" Right? You don't think of that when you have your mother, because you love your mother unconditionally. Now, no one's going to trump your love for your mother, obviously, but you got to have that same philosophy when it comes to people you're building relationships with. Don't worry so much about what you're getting out of it. As long as it's a positive relationship that's not bringing you down, then keep helping them out, keep serving them, and be a friend, be a good person about it. You know, some people are so worried about the ROI and is my time really being maximized? Business is about relationships. It's about building strong relationships and surrounding yourself with people that support you, help you, and also just get what you're doing. And as you're growing as an entrepreneur, your relationships will get stronger and stronger with other entrepreneurs, other people that you've reached out to. And you also meet new people. As you move up in your career, in your business, you'll start meeting new people at different levels. And it's important to maintain relationships with those they've had at the start of your business venture, your business career, your whole entrepreneurial career. Guys, I hope this reminder helps. And I hope to see you guys in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.